The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
Let me tell you. Life, it's a mystery. And everyone's gotta stand, more or less, alone. But I hear you. Call my name. Feels like to me.
Episode 24 of Radio Free Hipster. As always, I'm your host, Z, from hipsterplease.com and the managing editor over there at geekdad.com. At the top of the show, you heard Uncle Monsterface covering Madonna's Like a Prayer from 2009's Jokey Jingles. And why? Well, because it's Leap Day, that magical extra day of February that only comes around every 4 years. The day when Leap Day William swims up from the Mariana Trench to swap candy for children's tears. I don't know how many of you actually got that reference, but I don't reckon that matters. You've got an extra day, and I've got an extra day, so let's make it count. Let's get weird.
Hello, it's nice to be here. I've been pacing backstage. That's actually a lie, there is no backstage. But I made up these songs, and I chose to play them here. I can only hope you like them. How am I doing so far? You see, my songs are like my kids. I have a fuck ton of them. And some are kind of good, others are just assholes. We used to clap and cheer when people would sing up here. And I'm not content to do this while you look at your cell phone. They said an artist needs a patron, and unicorns get more bacon. But they cheer the loudest for what I like least. So I thought that it would be fun to get you on my side up front. And what I gotta know is, are you with me? Well, it's still good to be here, no matter your response. At this point in my career, I'm surprised there's an audience. And you all look really nice. Have you been working?
back, I'm down a bit. Shouting good is not worth it. Broken, well, I'm battered and bruised. You're the best thing while I'm the fuse. I hate to give. Cause you're a time bomb.
Cause I am golden and I'm shiny, and as far as I'm concerned, you can't refer to me almighty. I can feel it in my body and I know how I should rank it. Draft the rookie of the year, yes, even I cannot explain. And they cry, my reply is that every week's a travesty. My name's still on the trophy, you should really name it after me. You're losing focus like I wasn't gonna notice. Leaving ballers on the board and I swarm in like I'm the locust. I know exactly what they do before they ever take a snap. Sometimes I spin the wheel of fuck it just to give myself a handicap. When to come when my reign had begun, and now for 3 or 4 years no one is seeing the sun. No fun when you live your life in fear of the clock. It takes a man to be the champion, little boys that cannot. I'm staying with the Shiva reservations at the top. It's like I'm on a bullet train, even Bruce Wayne couldn't stop. Yo!
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Yeah, you on the clock.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Yeah, you on the clock.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Yeah, you on the clock.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Yeah, you on the clock.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Yeah.
Me, Dipper, and Mabel took a summer vacation to the place where green trees with rivers and lakes, and it's where tourists come to see mysteries that thrill. All locked up in a shack that we work until our great Uncle Stan has got a plan to make a buck or two. So we sit and wait with our production crew, that's Wendy and Seuss, and all the local coterie that keeps coming around.
You know, that's how these crazy kids get down.
But when the sun goes down, it's like a whole new town. Mysteries abound, and just to place a horse around, awkward sibling hugs for the Wonder Twins wondering what's going on from dusk till dawn. And so we run around town, it's the kind of adventure, so better go and get your dad and your mom. And you can stay in Sweater Town till the sun goes down. But I'm on the SS Cool Dude, cruising around. And Waddles is the cutest thing that Mabel can see, while the Multi Bear is singing Disco Girl with me. With Dipper and Tyrone, got a party going on, and I'm there with all my friends. When I grab the microphone, the crowd's chanting, hands are going to the ceiling. When I tell them that I'm never gonna start unbelieving, and yes, we mean it, because we got each other's backs. When Gideon's got a book and the plans he tries to hatch, or when Bobby's on our backs with his skinny jeans. That's when we tell Rumble McSkirmish, he's the one that killed my dad. Psych, doing this together, gnomes, minotaurs, woodpeckers, so just ignore Pacifica, always thinking she's better. Call me the typical Gravity Falls resident, wearing a button that reads Quentin Tremblay for president.
Whole Mabel and Dipper, gonna keep everything in the picture, and the mystery's cracked, and it's history check for all supernatural misfits, and back in the same with a plan for the mystery shack. Meanwhile, all the kids gonna keep coming back. Spring, winter, fall, I wanna spend them all. From now on, I wanna spend them all. Every summer down at Gravity Falls, y'all. I want it all, the mystery's called. Every summer down at Gravity Falls, y'all. From now on, I'm never going back. Every summer at the Mystery Shack, yo. Matter of fact, I want every summer back, cause I wasted everyone that wasn't at down at Gravity Falls.
From different I'm able, cause I've always been there able. But it's up to the West Coast locals, that's their gravity.
That set started off with a title track from Mark with the C's latest release, Unicorns Get More Bacon. It was followed by a pair of temporal musical anomalies, Crash Faster's Time and Time Bomb by the Americans UK. After that was what my pal Rusty Shackles has dubbed the very first rap song about the fantasy football draft, Beefy's On the Clock, from his Bowling for Shiva tribute to the FX television series The League. And we closed it out with Adam Warrock's Gravity Falls. I believe that one was the 2.0 version of his original celebration of Disney Channel's Strangest Cartoon, a series that sadly broadcast its finale last week. But the thing is, once you visit Gravity Falls, Oregon, you never really leave. We'll be right back. You just heard two songs, which is kind of a departure for this show, but I enjoy them both, and I figured you would too. The greater part of that set was devoted to Phase 1, Lexical Analysis, from 8-Bit Weapon's newest release. It's an ambient album, and I really urge you to check it out. And we started off with Jake Kaufman's Mausoleum Mash. It's from Vert's brand new Crypt of the Necrodancer Freestyle Retro release, an alternate soundtrack that's part remix and, well, part freestyle. And that seemed tonic to today's themes of time bending and overall weirdness. And speaking of, we're going to close now with the latest from Nuclear Bubble Wrap. It is Time is an Illusion from their Multiverse LP, which sees the Nashville trio continue to evolve from the more Dead Milkman meets Dimension Music of their earlier work, ever deeper into an almost Flaming Lips caliber of psychedelic space pop. So all that remains is for me to thank you for listening and to remind you that you can reach out to me any damn time you like via the power of the internet. You can find me at hipsterplease.com and at geekdad.com, your source for news, reviews, and interviews, and a magical extra day.
Time stands still. This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.